Key Trent and Tony Hatt, suppose, was they were about to announce them the wrong way around, mixing up the name to people that in the last couple of years have come to settle in Ireland and have contributed to the Irish music scene in one area, in the television area anyway, have helped it along. Time on Radio Sligo is 9:30 past 8 o'clock, and we'll move on with Anita Harris, and she just loving you.
I could spend my life just loving you. If you could learn to fall in love with me. Though you don't know how much it hurts, just loving you. I'm not the laughing child I used to be. Some starry night, I pray that you will come to me and make all my wildest dreams come true. So till then I'll go on scheming, though I know I'm only dreaming. I can't help myself just loving you. How much it hurts just loving you. I'm not the laughing child I used to be. Some starry night, I pray that you will come to me and make all my wildest dreams. So till then I'll go on scheming, though I know I'm only dreaming. I can't help myself just loving you.
Anita Harris, just loving you. First couple of poems going to read this morning are from Carmela Moya. First one is entitled, Last Night I Dreamt. Last night I dreamt. The sun was black, the moon red, and there were no more children left. Last night I dreamt. The stars were ash, no bodies in the earth to love. Last night I dreamt. A mushroom swept into a cloud. All the birds dropped dead, but one that flew into the sun unscathed. Last night, I dreamt. I'll be reading one or two more from Carmela later on the programme, and keeping the ladies to the fore, as before I mention that, I'm expecting a lady poet in this morning, Elizabeth Burns from America, who's over here for the summer school, and hopefully she'll be reading some of her own poetry. Next lady on the turntable is Helen Reddy, and you make it easy, baby, something like that, isn't it? Helen Reddy.
You make it so easy.
Hi, I'm ready, and you make it so easy. Second of the poems from Carmela Moya. It's a bit early in the year to be reading it. The title is The Season's Brightest Where the Bramble Bleeds. Give the rowels and spurs of wind the sharp knife of the hard frost, moist as need of the tang of salt, to be what you would have me most. Lean upon the withered moor, unleaf pine, son of gorse, with a defiant bird singing autumn's crumbling holocaust. The season's brightest where the bramble bleeds. And we'll have one more from Carmela after the next record, which is by the Mills Brothers, and it's Glowworm. At 17 minutes past 8 o'clock. And just a reminder that it is written by a girl. Last line might sound strange. Don't consider that. This one is called Journey into Night. The train is late, the train is slow. I will it on with chug of bone, but never having learnt the craft of driving trains, I must abide by certain laws. I pin the bland smile on. Train is late, it rattles fast, the tunnel like the night is dark, the wind has ripped the carriage door apart. My neighbour nods and chats and yawns, I wish him miles away, for there are horses galloping, white and with unswerving eye, outstripping wheel and wing and plough to carry off the man I love before the break of day. The third of three poems by Carmela Moya. And we'll have more poetry later on in the programme. Next, musically, with horses galloping in that poem, well, we have a bull that's not galloping, a lonely bull played by Kenny Baker on trumpet. Thank you. song first made, or a tune first made prominent by Herb Alpert, played there by Kenny Baker on trumpet, Lonely Bull. Oh, I can't get a link in to Fools Rush In with Brooke Benton.
Fools rush in where angels fear to tread, and so I come to you, my love, my heart above my head. So I see the danger there, but if there's a chance for me, then I don't care. Fools rush in where wise men never go, but wise men never fall in love. So how are they to know when we met? Girl, I felt my life begin, so open up your heart and let me rush in.
Fools Rush In from Brooke Benton.
The Jam Pot at 23 High Street, Sligo, have for your continuing week's entertainment this weekend on Thursday night, 13th of August, Stan and Tommy. On Friday, Moonshine. On Saturday, the 15th, Misty Blue. On Sunday, the 16th of August, Midnight. And on Monday, the 17th, Moonshine. That's the Jam Pot, 23 High Street, Sligo, and don't forget you have tea and coffee and fresh sandwiches served daily at the Jam Pot, 23 High Street. Your continuing week's entertainment this week, on Thursday, Stan and Tommy, Friday, Moonshine, Saturday, Misty Blue, on Friday, Sunday, Midnight, and Monday, the 17th of August, Moonshine. That's the Jam Pot, 23 High Street, Sligo.
Thank you, Marty, and brings the time to 27 and very nearly 27 and a half minutes past 8 o'clock. Programs for the rest of the day, back to normal this Sunday after Ballisadair sort of disrupted the programs a bit last weekend. At 10 o'clock, when I finish, you'll have Mervyn Hamilton, and Mervyn will be here until half 11. Half 11, Bernie Fallon with Keely House, and The Crazy Corner at 12 o'clock with Michelangelo Marchini. I don't know what he's doing today, what he's going to put on, but I'm sure it'll be very good. Laughs from the Past, the subtitle of that program. Comedians who maybe no longer with us are not working together with the same people as they used to work, and some pretty good stuff he has on that. Half an hour of comedy at 12 o'clock. At half 12, David Hamilton, the younger brother of Mervyn, and David will be with you from half 12 to 3 o'clock, and hopefully he is fully recovered from Ballisadair. At 3 o'clock, Paul Byron brings you through to 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock, we have the brand new Top 20. It's pinned up here in front of me. still sworn to secrecy, not to read it out. A very interesting one it is. I can tell you the number of new entries. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 new entries, and a lot of movers around in there. Some moving out and that you'd expect to have moved up, some moving up you'd have expected to move down. Very interesting looking top 20, and Marty will be bringing you that at 5 o'clock this evening. At 6 o'clock, the top 20 of course is sponsored by Fitzgerald's Music Centre off O'Connell Street in Sligo. 6 o'clock, John Behan, and finishing programmes for the today, between 7 and 8, you'll have Don McDonald with his rock, new wave, I'm not good in classifications, but that sort of thing. The stuff that I know very little about. Don McDonald, very interesting programme, a lot of interesting information on it too, between 7 and 8 this evening. So there are the programmes to look forward to the rest of the day. Continuing, now we'll have Tony Bennett, and he says, Life is a Song. Very simple bit of philosophy. It'd be nice if it were true, but...
Life is a song, let's sing it together. Let's take our hearts and dip them in rhyme. Let's learn the words, let's learn the music together. Hoping the song lasts for a long, long time. Life is a song that goes on forever. Love's old refrain can never go wrong. Let's strike the note Mendelssohn wrote concerning spring weather. Let's sing it together and make life a song.
Next song we have is about life, very important message. I'm very fond of this song, I know Marty is as well. It's Bette Midler and Hello In There, and the piece is about, song about the aged and lonely. And as I said before when I play this, if you know somebody that's themselves and a bit lonely, maybe call in them today for 5 minutes. You could really cheer up their weekend and you'll enjoy it yourself. And anyway, it's only 5 minutes out of your day. Not very much to ask for. Bette Midler, Hello In There. Beautiful song.
He had an apartment in the city. Me and my husband like living there. grown a life of their own, left us alone. John and Linda live in Omaha. Joe is somewhere on the road. We lost Davy in the Korean War. I still don't know what for. Don't matter anymore. You know that old trees just grow stronger, and old rivers grow wilder every day. But old people just grow lonesome, waiting for someone to say hello in there, hello. Me and my husband, we don't talk much anymore. We sit and stare through the back door screen, and all the news just repeats itself like some forgotten dream that we both sing. Someday I'll go and call up Judy. We work together at the factory. Ah, but what would I say when she asks what's new? Say nothing, what's with you? Nothing much to do. You know that old trees just grow stronger, and old rivers grow wilder every day. Ah, but old people, waiting for someone to say hello. So if you're walking down the street sometime and you should spot some hollow ancient eye, don't you pass them by and stare as if you didn't. Say hello in there. Here we go.
Beautiful. Love hearing that song. Don't go tired of it, no matter how often I play it. Hello in there from Bette Midler. Second of our female poets this morning is Elaine Ní Chualainn. A couple of her poems. First one is called Swineherd. When all this is over, said the swineherd, I mean to retire, where nobody will have heard about my special skills, and conversation is mainly about the weather. I intend to learn how to make coffee, at least as well as the Portuguese Leicester in the kitchen, and polish the brass fenders every day. I want to lie awake at night, listening to cream crawling to the top of the jug, and the water lying soft in the cistern. I want to see an orchard where the trees grow in straight lines, and the yellow fox finds shelter between the navy blue trunks, where it gets dark early in summer, and the apple blossom is allowed to wither on the bough. That was Swineherd by Elaine Ní Chualainn, and I'll be reading one more of Elaine's poems after the next record. And we seem to be on the problems, the loneliness, this song. largely about poverty and other social issues, from the Pointer Sisters, Bang on the Pipes, Steam Heat, the medley of their two songs.
Sipping on our daddy's knee. In the summer we would swelter, in the winter we would freeze. When we wake up in the morning, we could always see our breath.
If there hadn't been so many of us, we'd have froze to death.
Then we got a flat on Franklin Street with garbage in the yard.
So the time was great, and the time was kind of hard. And I always will remember how we spent our Friday night, sitting huddled around the radiator, banging on the pipe.
Yes, we always will remember how we spent our Friday night, sitting huddled around the radiator, banging on the pipe.
Now we live in a new house.
Got a bedroom of my own.
And an automatic thermostat.
You said that let alone.
There's just one little problem about turning on the gas. There's a 55-page waiting list, and we're not very fast.
Now there's just one little problem about turning on the gas. There's a 55-page waiting list, and we're not very fast.
So we gather round the fire. We huddle in a pack. Get the front side warm.
We turn and warm the back.
When we sit around remembering the steam heat that we had, that noisy, leaky radiator doesn't seem so bad.
When we sit around remembering the steam heat that we had, that noisy, leaky radiator doesn't seem so bad. Oh!
the Pointer Sisters banging on the pipes, Steam Heat. Second of the poems from Elaine Chulainn reading this morning is called Wash. Wash man out of the earth, shear off the human shell. 20 feet down there's close, cold earth, so clean. Wash the man out of the woman, the strange sweat from her skin, the ashes from her hair. Stretch her to dry under the sun, the blue marks on her breast will fade. Woman and world not yet clean as the cat, leaping to the windowsill with a fish in her teeth. Her flat, curious eyes reflect the squalid room. She begins to wash the water from the fish. Wash by Elaine Chulainn. Being the time on Radio Sligo to 9:15. You're tuned to Radio Sligo 237 metres on the medium wave. My name is Paul Martel, and I'll be with you until 10 o'clock this morning. Next piece of music is a Paul Simon composition sung here by Swingle 2, 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover. Thursday afternoon, I sit in for John O'Hara, and at the end of the programme, start playing a track by Earl Oakland. It was one that I hadn't heard Earl perform. He didn't perform it in any of his concerts here last weekend. And I tried to get him to perform it, asked him to do it, but he felt it wouldn't go down well. So I played it on Tuesday, but it ran out over time, and I had to cut it, and I promised that I'd play it sometime during the weekend, and I'm going to play it now. It's called Ludwig Baby, and the reason he wouldn't perform it was because of all the references to the various classical composers. He thought that the audience maybe wouldn't understand these. From what I've heard of it, I think it's very good, and so I tried to persuade him to perform it because it was one of the newer comedy items that he had one of the ones that he hadn't performed in Sligo before. Maybe the next time he's here, he will do it for us. But for the time being, we'll have to settle with it on record. Er Logan and Ludwig Baby.
Ray Seaver, I'm actually a pop star, and I thought I'd tell you, because I'm sure you're fascinated to know, something about my past life. I have actually made a pop record. It's a long, long time ago, back in 1967, when I was just 100 years old. And you know, it's played on the radio. You know. And when you hear all these records, you know, Tony Blackburn is crowd of rubbish, you may think that the people on these records are just as bad as you think they are from hearing the record, but it's not so, because they have their chances absolutely ruined by what's done to them by people who are laughingly called record producers. And, this is true. Better know, hadn't I? I was thinking about this later, after this terrible tragedy had happened to me in Abbey Road Studios, and they'd ruined the record. And I was thinking that, you know, they're probably so ignorant that had this sort of situation been in existence about 200 years ago or whatever, Beethoven would have had the same problem. And I was in the loo thinking about it one day, and I wrote down my thoughts, and here is the very paper, it was torn. Anyway, I had it in my mind that that this should be something to do with American record producers, because I'm very chauvinistic, that's in the original sense of the word, and therefore, you know, in fact, I'm one of the only people in the world with red, white and blue corpuscles. And so I felt that however bad British record producers would be, Americans would be worse. So I sorted out while in the loo, a conversation, here it is, the very paper, between Beethoven and an American record producer. And so you've got to imagine that I'm on the phone, and I've just rung his number, Leipzig 6472. And I'm not going to do this because I look ridiculous, but it's one of those phones that you don't need to hold, okay? Very modern. Let's see what happens. Hello, Ludwig? Is that you, Ludwig? Oh, hi there, Ludwig. How's things? Oh, fine. Now, look, Ludwig, I just heard the tapes on the new symphony. Yeah. Well, I'm not happy about it, Ludwig. Well, I feel the sound's wrong. I felt if we could bring up the strings and cut out the brass... it's not balancing, is it? No, I've already tried a remix. It just doesn't sound any good. I know you're not going to like it, Ludwig, but it's got to be done. No, don't start blowing your top. That's good. Okay, Ludwig, I'm going to lay down the line. The boss has been on to me, and he's not very happy about the amount of bread we're investing with you. Well, do you know what the size of your orchestra is? Yeah. And all that brass, Ludwig. No, we just can't afford to put down the brass again, Ludwig. Do you know what the session rate is for trumpets? No, well, we'll start thinking about it, Ludwig. We're running a business here, not a charity organization for musicians. Don't push your luck, buddy. You know, we can still tear up your contract, you know. The old man into not that we anyhow, you know. Well, your last symphony didn't go too well. In fact, we haven't even covered up production costs yet. Look, I don't care what we listen to in 200 years' time. We're in business here and now. If the public aren't buying right now, then we're both out of business. Well, that's the way it is. I'm sorry, Ludwig. Look, Ludwig, baby. I think you're great. You know, that sonata you wrote, The Moonlight. Oh, yeah, Opus 27. Great, man. Great. Pure schmaltz. The kids really flipped over that one. But you just haven't come up with anything good sense. Okay, I know it's not easy. Yeah, I know. Look, you got to try and see my side of things. Look, remember I handled Joe Haydn, remember? Oh, I know he isn't your scene, man. But he turned out over 100 symphonies, more than that. And great titles he came up with, you know. The Clock Symphony, you know, Tick-Tock. That was real natural. I mean, just had to sell. Well, I thought you could do something like that. What's that? You've just dedicated the symphony.
Well, who did you dedicate it to?
Napoleon.
Look, Ludwig, are you some kind of red or something?
You've written a dedication on the first page. Well, for God's sake, carry it out before the boss hears it, Ludwig. You know, I don't know what gets into you guys. You go off and do your own thing like you're Johann Bach or someone, and you make like the whole world owes you a living. You know what I used to think? That new kid I found singing in the coffee house on 7th Avenue. You know, Fritz Schubert. No, you're right. Franz Schubert. No, I always call him Fritz. Really bugs him. Anyhow, I get him this great contract for a symphony, and so he starts writing a symphony, and we go into the studios with the first three movements, and it's really great, Ludwig, you know. The kid's got something, you know what I mean? So I say, why don't you let me have the rest of it, Fritz, and make a great album? And like nothing for 6 months, you know, I keep ringing his apartment, and he's never in, and like, I just can't let it go out as it is. I mean, whoever heard of an unfinished symphony? I mean, doesn't the guy want to get anywhere? You know, I think you guys are all crazy. Anyhow, let's get back to your problem, Ludwig. We just got to cut out the brass. Look, can you understand, Ludwig? The market's swinging towards small group material right now. You know, string quartets and all that. And here you come along with a big band sound, and baby, it's not going to sell, you know? Well, the public don't want to buy it right now. They will want to hear your new one. Why is that, Ludwig? It's got a choir in it. Ludwig, have you gone completely out of your mind? Do you know what that's going to cost? No, you just asked me. You're going to have to forget it, Ludwig. I said you're going to have to forget. What do you mean you can't hear what I'm saying? There's nothing wrong with the line. Now, don't start crying that I'm going death routine again. Okay, if you want it that way, forget it. I'll tell the boss and let him talk there. You ain't got to out-talk him, no way. See you in the studio Friday, Ludwig. Bye, Ludwig.
Berlogen and Ludwig Vivey. Sorry, recovering after the laughing to that. Hopefully, Er's going to be back in Ireland in November, and hopefully he'll be able to get a Sligo date. And if you're listening out there in the venue, I'm sure they'll book him. I'm sure they will book him in and bring him over. Very entertaining and great crowds he had around. You know, apart from the Ballisadare, the other lovely gigs that he did around here. Right, well, on to from Er Logan and Ludwig Baby to Going Back and Katharina Valente. Roy Budd wrote this song. Yeah, that's right, I think.
I go home. I'm going back to the field where I roam. No more working through night and through day, 'cause I'm living to go back. I've been wrong. just might cry just to see them again. Thank you, Lord, for my freedom once again.
This is 9 o'clock on Radio Sligo. Good morning. Caterina Valente going back to the place she calls home. I didn't know there was any place she called home. She's so cosmopolitan and lived in so many places, and her family is from just connections with so many different countries. However, I'm sure she knows where she calls home. I think we'll go back to Erlogan for another few words from Erl.
Yes, this is Erlogan speaking, and I'd just like to say that, as you probably know, from Friday, August the 21st, at 10 o'clock a.m., Paul Martel will be doing his marathon radio show. And as you also may know, it's all in aid of the Irish Wheelchair Association towards the building of a holiday bungalow for physically handicapped people in Ross's Point. What could be more appropriate in the year of the handicapped, and what could be more needed at any time in any case? So do make sure you listen and support it, because it is a very needy cause. And keep listening in as well all the time, because this Paul Martel looks a slippery character to me. He might just slip off for a quick meal at the local restaurant if you don't keep listening to him. He might just do that. So keep listening and do support him, because it's a very important charity. It's a local one. And, well, what more can I say? Do support Paul Martel. Marathon radio show, Friday, August the 21st, from 10 o'clock till Sunday. It's a very good thing to support.
And I think I mentioned before, thank you, Earl, but I think I mentioned before that not only did Earl do that wee tip for us, but he also gave a very generous contribution towards the holiday bungalow. Cards should be returned as soon as you can. Cards can be got from, you haven't got one yet, you can get them from any staff member of Radio Sligo or anyone. Any member of the committee of the Sligo branch of the Irish Wheelchair Association. And the reason we want the cards back quickly is just so that we can sort them out and get the requests in when you want them in. That's the only reason for hurrying here, but if you haven't any that are filled in, if you could get them back to us as soon as you can. And if you haven't got one yet, please give generously. Right, on with the music. Rodgers and Hart song, Where or When, sung by Andy Williams.
Oh,
Andy Williams and Where or When. Next poem I'm going to read is by another female poet, this time Evan Boland. It's called The War Horse. This dry night, nothing unusual about the clip-clop casual iron of his shoes as he stamps death like a mint on the innocent coinage of earth. I lift the window, watch the ambling feather of hoof and fetlock loosen from its daily tether in the tinker camp on the Enniskerry road, pass his breath hissing, his snuffing head down. He's gone, no great harm done, only a leaf of our laurel hedge is torn. Of distant interest like a bombed limb, only a rose which now will never climb the stone of our house, expendable, a mere line of defense against him, a volunteer, you might say. Only a crocus, its bulbous head blown from growth, one of the screamless dead. But we are safe, our unformed fear of fierce commitment gone. Why should we care if a rose, a hedge, a crocus are uprooted, like a corpse, remote, crushed, mutilated? He stumbles on like a rumor of war, huge, threatening, while neighbors use their subterfuge of curtains. He stumbles down our street, thankfully passing us. I pause, wait, then to breathe relief, lean on the sill, and for a second only my blood is still with atavism. That rose he trampled, stares ribboned across our hedge, recalling days of burned countryside, illicit bread, a cause ruined before a world betrayed. That was War Horse by Evan Boland. The rest of the poetry we'll be having this morning will be provided by Elizabeth Burns, our own poetry. She's just joined me in the studio. If you were listening on Friday afternoon, I think it was, you may have heard Elizabeth talking on during the afternoon. Forget what time it was. She's originally from Boston, but she's living in New York, and she guessed that the Lord must be living in New York City. It's a corny lead-in, but here's Harry Nilsson anyway.
I'll say goodbye to all my sorrow, and by tomorrow I'll be on my way. I guess the Lord must be in New York City. I'm so tired of getting nowhere, seeing my prayers gone unanswered. I guess the Lord must be in New York City. Well, here I am, Lord, knocking at your front door. Ain't it wonderful to be where I've always wanted to be? For the first time I'll be free here in New York City. Say goodbye to all my sorrow, and by tomorrow I'll be on my way. I guess the Lord must be in New York City. So tired of getting nowhere and seeing my prayers gone unanswered. I guess the Lord must be in New York City. Well, here I am, Lord, knocking at your back door. Ain't it wonderful to be where I've always wanted to be? For the first time I'll be free here in New York City. Oh.
Harry Nilsson, guessing the Lord must be in New York City. It brings time on Radio Sligo to 12 minutes past 9 o'clock. And remember, telephone number for any requests, dedications, complaints or criticisms is 5961. I don't know whether this song is appropriate to anyone that's around here this morning. Tell her, Reese, and ain't nobody know the way I feel this morning.
Nobody knows. Y'all don't know how bad I feel this morning. Nobody knows. Whoa! You don't know how I feel this morning. If I only had my way in a graveyard, that's where that fool would lay. Y'all don't know how bad I feel this morning. Oh, no, you don't. I had to pawn every doggone thing I had for the thing this morning. I had to pawn every doggone thing I had for the thing this morning. This morning
and nobody knows the way I feel this morning. I've been joined in the studio this morning by Elizabeth Burns. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm all right. Yeah, I'm fine.
Good. You've a few of your poems with you.
I do. I have four or five short ones and one long one.
You were saying that you just wrote one last night?
Yeah, I did, and I didn't have a title for it, and I was hearing the song just now. Nobody knows the way I feel this morning, and that's what I've decided to call it. Should I read it now?
Please.
All right. There are others, 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 but there is a time in your heart and in mine, as soft as lightning, vivid as mist. I cannot wipe my face from your eyes and beg. There is no hope for me to return like a salmon, pitching myself in the waves of our error. For a friend of mine. And, you want me to continue now? Do you want to play a song?
As I have no record queued up, you wouldn't conveniently have another poem there.
Yeah, I certainly
I got
will.
Caught there.
Okay.
I was listening to you that instead of working.
This one is called As You Are. As you are riding around on your bike in Vermont, I suppose there's nothing up there to make you think of me, unless maybe when you go by the diner where we ate, or maybe sometimes you look at your girl and you see how she doesn't look like me at all. Down here in New York, everything is as stupid as it ever was, but we keep laughing about everything that keeps on going wrong, and sometimes I look at him and he doesn't look a thing like you. So there's no reason for this recollection, except that sometimes at night, when he sleeps, I'm yours.
Thank you, Elizabeth. And one or two more for us later on, after you get a drink of water. She's complaining that her voice is a bit dry at this hour of the morning, as I know that you might not resist. If you were listening last night between 6 and 7, Dennis did a tribute to Elvis. Today is the 4th anniversary of Elvis's death, so I decided to play one track from Elvis this morning, Can't Help Falling in Love. Elvis Presley, Can't Help Falling in Love with You. Well, life links up a little bit with Louis Armstrong and Tim Youth Blues. Thank you, Such and friends there, giving him great applause. Elizabeth has another poem for us now. What's the next one going to be, Elizabeth?
It's called Joan of Arc.
That Joan of Arc?
Yeah. You ready?
If okay. You are.
Joan of Arc. I start with a prayer. I start with a prayer. Here, look, Lord, I am starting with a prayer. They are tying me to a pole. In a garden outside my house, the vegetables are beginning to come up. The dogs from next door are hanging about the gate, waiting for my cat. They are tightening the ropes around my wrist. But my cat is very careful. She is such a strong cat, a small, strong cat. My cat is soft and strong and gray. They are tying my legs with ropes, the same ropes that are cutting my hands. They are laughing. Some of them are laughing. I'm starting with a prayer. Hear me, Lord. I'm starting with a prayer. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. They are laying logs about the bottom of my skirt. There are some curtains at home that I never finished hemming, and they are still ragged and frayed. So long ago it was, and I forgot to hem them. I forget what I look like. Dear Lord, show me what I look like before I die. I am dying. This is what is called dying. This is what is death. But that's all right, because I will not die. I will live in salvation. Will I be saved? Did I hear those voices? I did. I did. I start with the prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I forgot to hem the curtains. Did anyone close the curtains, or are they ragged and blowing out in the breeze? There is a breeze. I have short black hair and green eyes, and I am a virgin. I am still a virgin, dear Lord. They have long poles with fire at the end, and they are putting them at the ends of the logs around the bottom of my feet. And they are laughing. Some of them are laughing, and some of them are screaming my name. All of them are shouting, and I cannot hear very well anymore. I forget what I look like. I have short brown hair and green eyes, and my cat has green eyes and gray hair, and I'm a virgin, and I'm dying. This is dying. This is what it is to die. This is what they call death. I am experiencing death of the body by burning. I'm beginning to feel heat. It is so hot I cannot feel it anymore. I did hear voices. I am a virgin. Dear Lord, let me start with a prayer. I must start with a prayer. I cannot remember a prayer. Hail Mary, full of flames that are all over my thigh. I am laughing. I cannot feel death or fire or pain. I am dying. I am laughing. This is death.
Thank you, Elizabeth. I can't get some music that is appropriate after that. Perhaps a pause would be the best. What I have lined up is Down in Washington and Someday Kind of Love.
I want a Someday kind of love. A love to last half Saturday night. I'd like to know it's more than love at first sight. Please give me a Sunday kind of love. I want a love that's on the square. Can't seem to find somebody to care. I'm on a lonely road that leads me nowhere. I need a Sunday kind of love. Well, I do my Sunday dreaming and all my Sunday scheming every minute, every hour, every day. I'm hoping to discover a certain kind of lover who will show me the way my arms need. Someone to enfold, a love to keep me warm when Mondays are cold, a love for all my life to have and to hold. I'd like a Sunday kind of, where are you? I want a Sunday kind of love.
like you, Dinah. Sunday kind of love. Just a reminder for younger listeners, as those under 14, of the Johan sponsored competition for it's running over 2 weeks. Two competitions, and so this is the second week of them, both in connection with Sligo. That's two separate competitions. One is something in the visual arts, whether it's painting, model, anything you like at all on the visual side. Second competition is for something written, poem, piece of prose. And both competitions, the topic is Sligo. Anything connected with Sligo town or county or any prominent personality, present or past, from the town. And send them in to me, Paul Martel, Radio Sligo, for Castle Street, Sligo. And the winner of both competitions will receive a book token valid for Johan's Bookshop at Castle Street, Sligo. Widest range of books in Sligo. So that's the Johan Bookshop competition for these 2 weeks. Get your entries in by Thursday because of the marathon on next week. We want them in a day early on Thursday so that you can have them judged on Thursday before the start on the marathon. And speaking of the marathon, here's a word from Freddie White.
This is Freddie White speaking to you on Radio Sligo. On Friday, 21st of August, Paul Martel will be hosting a marathon radio show to raise funds for a new holiday home for the disabled in Bundoran. In this, the year of the disabled, you can support this venture by taking a sponsorship card available from Radio Sligo, 4 Castle Street, Sligo.
The holiday home, of course, is in Ross's Point, not in Bundoran. Freddie got a little bit confused there. Thank you, Freddie. Cards may be got from any member of the Radio Sligo staff or from any member of the Sligo branch of the Irish Wheelchair Association. Right, now we go over to Elizabeth again. Elizabeth Burns, who is over in Sligo for the 8th Summer School, and she's been reading some of her poetry this morning.
Hello again. This is a short poem written about a present that was given to me and lost in a hurry, which was too bad because it was one of my favorite things. It's called Mine. 2 Christmases ago, Nancy handed all her sisters, me included, a tight fist of white tissue paper, knotted with twists of coarse crimson wool, and inside each was a scarf of a different blue. Susan's was the darkest of an almost green heather, and Ginger's a cool blue-white, like the moon on the snow, and mine the in-between blue, thick azure, nudged into navy. In a hurry, Michael took it from its closet, hook, and asked permission. Of course, what else could I say? And then he lost it in the elevator. We pay for the things we don't have the strength to call our own.
Thank you, Elizabeth. And those of you who have heard Elizabeth on Friday will know that her favourite musician is Bruce Springsteen, so she's forced me again to play another track from Bruce Springsteen. This one is called Rosalita, I think it is anyway, or did it put on the wrong side of it? We'll play this one anyway, whatever it is.
Little girl, rock and roll band. And I know your daddy don't dig me, but he never did understand. Your papa was the fool of the rock and roll band. I'm coming to lend a hand. I'm coming to liberate you, confiscate you. I want to be your man. Someday we'll look back on this.
Rosalita come out tonight, and so he's playing out especially for Elizabeth, as I believe Bruce is your favourite.
Yes, one of my favourite, yeah.
What was your other taste in music?
Well, I like Ella Fitzgerald and Duke Ellington and Stan Getz and Elvis and the Beatles, of course. Are you ready for one last poem?
Yes.
Okay. Please. This one is called When I Had a Crush on You, and it's a true story. When I had a crush on you, I went to the building where your father works, thinking, maybe I would know who he was if he walked out, and maybe I would find out something about you by seeing him, knowing something about where you come from and all. Maybe I thought he would walk out and say, gee, you're the kind of girl my son should love, because I can see in your eyes and all over your face you could make him happy. What is your name? Would you like to come to my house for dinner? And there you would be at his table, and me a surprise for you from someone who knows what's good for you.
Thanks very much, Elizabeth. Thank you very much for coming in this morning and reading your poetry for us. I hope you enjoy the rest of your stay in Ireland. I would also like to wish you the very best of luck with your poetry in the future.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me this morning.
And you were listing off your favourite artists there. I was pausing, waiting for you. You mentioned Ella Fitzgerald and Duke Ellington. I haven't any of theirs in with me. I was waiting for you to mention Benny Goodman, and you didn't. Stomping at the Savoy, Benny Goodman. Elizabeth asked me to get something appropriate for her poem, I've Got a Crush on You, and I know what this is, and I decided to go with the I'll Show Up. Thank you. Well, a little bonus there from Benny Goodman. He had something at the Savoy, and he's just giving us a little sample of something else. We'll play that later on. From Benny, we'll go to Fats Waller, and that's... This is... Mervyn doesn't believe this, but this is applicable to me this morning. It must be hidden. That's just 14 minutes to 10 o'clock.
Just to let you know that I paid my alimony, and I ain't missing it. All by myself, no one to walk with, but I am happy on the shelf. Hey, misbehaving me, I'm saving my love for you. I know for certain the one I love. I'm through with flirting. You see that I'm bringing on. Hey, misbehaving me, I'm saving my love for you. Light shine on us, popping over that corner. Don't go nowhere.